It's 5pm.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. The Diekirch police are looking for assistance in finding a missing teenager. 15-year-old Leia Sand was last seen on Friday the 19th of June, wearing a pink T-shirt, white Nike trainers and glasses. She is between 1.7 and 1.8 metres tall. The former officer accused of punching a drunken prisoner who was in custody in 2023 has been sentenced to 3 years in prison with two suspended and fined €5,000. His colleague, who watched the incident unfold while standing nearby, will serve a 2-year sentence with integral suspension and must pay a fine of €2,000. In conversation with RTL this morning, Pirate MP Mark Gergen suggested that primary schools should be folded into the national remit, called for paid leave during heatwaves and welcomed the recent tripartite package, while floating a cap on the index for high earners. In international news, the death toll from the powerful twin earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 164, with more than 971 injured. After the massive shocks collapsed entire buildings and sent people running in panic, rescue workers and residents were seen clambering on piles of rubble in the hunt for survivors after the disaster that prompted leader Delcy Rodriguez to declare a state of emergency. A 3-year-old boy has died after becoming trapped in a car during extreme heat in the Paris region, with temperatures exceeding 40 degrees. The incident is the third such fatality in France this week amid a record-breaking heatwave, raising concerns about child safety and the rising human toll of soaring temperatures nationwide. Ryanair will scrap its extra family seat fee after a UK regulatory probe into charges for parents sitting with children. The airline said it reluctantly aligned with industry practice while criticising the regulators. The fee, which was around £8 per flight, had applied to parents travelling with children aged 2 to 11. Sports now, and Luxembourg City is once again organising public viewing events at the Glacis for the final phases of the Football World Cup, running from the 4th to the 19th of July. Food and drink stands will be available on site, and there will be DJs scheduled for the hour before each match, during halftime, and before any potential extra time. And finally, in cricket, returning England captain Ben Stokes was straight back into the fray as New Zealand skipper Tom Latham won the toss and elected to bat in the third and deciding test at Trent Bridge today. New Zealand are currently 213 for no loss at tee. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and there is a red weather warning in place for heat officially until Friday night, although it does look like the temperatures will not be going down soon, so this will surely be extended. It is currently around 35 degrees out there, and it could rise to 38.
RTL Today traffic info.
3 minutes past 5pm, a 7-minute delay now on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. It's 4 to 5 minutes, slight build-up on the A6 between Strassen and Mamar. A 5-minute situation if you find yourself between the Cloche d'Or by the city and heading towards Le Lange Nord. Last but not least, 20 minutes currently on the A3 heading down south to Dillange. Two speed checks, by the way, one in Nidaranven on the Route de Treve, the other one in Riesenhof on the N23. For everything else and to stay up to date, you know it's today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the RTL Today World Cup Review, Balling with Baker. We kick off with the Group E games at 10 o'clock. Curaçao versus the Ivory Coast in Philadelphia. Curaçao, after a 7-1 German horror show, have somehow survived thanks to Eloy Room's 15-save miracle shift against Ecuador, his arms still somehow attached to his body. Now they need to beat an Ivory Coast side that enjoys late drama and crushing dreams. Expect backs-to-the-wall defending, hopeful calculators, and a nation quietly googling miracles. Ecuador versus Germany in New York. Germany are already through and scoring for fun, with Dennis Undav turning cameos into chaos. Ecuador, meanwhile, have perfected the art of not scoring, 27 shots, 0 goals, and more woodwork than Joseph of Nazareth. expect Germany to rotate, Ecuador to hesitate, and a beautifully confusing clash somewhere between goals galore and a stubborn 0-0. Group F matches start at 1 a.m, Japan versus Sweden in Dallas. Japan are flying after turning Tunisia into a highlights package, with Ueda and Kamada in full flow. Sweden, meanwhile, went from a 5-1 party to a Netherlands reality check. Expect slick samurai precision versus Viking power, with both sides hoping for something a little less dramatic this time. Tunisia versus the Netherlands in Kansas City. The Dutch have remembered they're supposed to be terrifying, having given a 5-goal demolition job. Tunisia, on the other hand, look like they've taken a wrong turn into the wrong tournament. With Brobbey bulldozing and Gakpo finishing, the Netherlands will smell blood, while Tunisia just hope to keep things respectable. Group D matches at 4 o'clock in the morning, Paraguay versus Australia in San Francisco. Paraguay know that a draw won't cut it, so expect grit, nerves and another tight, scrappy battle. Australia, unbeaten in this matchup since flip phones were a thing, are eyeing qualification without too much drama. This could be less chess, more pinball, chaotic and unpredictable. Turkey against the USA in Los Angeles. Turkey are playing like a 2002 throwback documentary. Plenty of history, but not much joy. The USA are already through and pressing everything that moves. Even with rotation, they'll bring energy, while Turkey try to rediscover where the goal is. And that's your lot for tonight and the early morning. Enjoy the football, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow to break it all down. This is JB saying, stay hydrated, kids, and I'm out of here.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat
of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
7 minutes past 5 p.m. We are all losing it in the studio. John, how do you do it?
I don't know.
It's the funniest thing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Man. If for anyone watching the live stream, you might have caught us genuinely creasing at that, wasn't it?
Well, we had some fun. I did a play around with a bit of AI stuff and then mess around myself and
talk to very good.
Put my
very
own
good
jokes in. But,
oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, okay.
Cheers.
I now look forward to the World Cup review every day at 5 p.m. They're also in the mornings, aren't they?
Yes. So what I do is, first thing in the morning,
yeah,
I get up and I look at those games and I'll tell you what happened. So,
yeah,
okay, these were the scores, and then these guys are out,
brilliant,
or these guys topped the group, et cetera, et cetera. So,
brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. So that comes out at just after 9 o'clock.
Just after 9 o'clock. And it's obviously shortly after 5 here.
That's
on
right.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. Well, thank you very much. We'll catch you again for the news in 20 minutes time,
yes,
or so. We're also talking over 505 by Arctic Monkeys, and I feel terrible.
Oh, yeah. Restart.
Restart.